Welcome to the Power of Love Show, sponsored by the Dede Jackson Foundation, where we shine a light on loss and grief and how it impacts our lives. We are here to provide hope, resources, and a community so no one feels alone in their grief. Enjoy the show. Welcome to the Power of Love Show, sponsored by the Dede Jackson Foundation, where we shine a light on loss and grief and how it impacts our lives. My name is TJ Jackson, and with me is my co-host, my eldest brother. I was going to say one more thing, but I'm not going to. It is the one and only Taj Jackson. How are you, Taj? I'm not going to give you that. But yes, we are live right now on YouTube and Facebook, and we like to go live every week just to connect with you all and help you get through whatever it is you are going through. If you are listening to us and not watching live on our podcast, yes, this is also a podcast, we'd like to thank you for listening to us. We want to remind you, if you enjoy our podcast, to make sure to leave a review, as it helps others who may be looking for this kind of content find it. So, one thing we have to say is that we are not licensed therapists. We are just ordinary people who've experienced loss in our lives. We've been impacted by it, and we have learned from it. And we like to share our opinions in an attempt to help you get through whatever it is you may be going through. So saying that, if you need professional help, we urge you to seek it and to find it. Please, please, please do not just rely on us. Taj Jackson, how was your week? It's been a couple of weeks, actually. So
2 weeks, I think, right?
Yeah. So maybe even more. So I want to ask you, how was your time
away? Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I we do this every episode. For some reason, I blanked on it in terms of, because now I have two weeks. I don't really have an excuse of saying that. I'll say this. My daughter's birthday is on the 5th. So I've been kind of preparing for the party. Let's just say that.
Cool.
So keeping me busy.
Cool. Just one daughter's having her birthday.
Yeah.
Okay, Toya. Cool. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Okay. I was going to give you a bit more like leeway if it was multiple, but
No. Hey, when you're, look, we don't have like, you know, as many kids as you do. So we're still getting used to this birthday stuff.
Well, for me, I was in Nashville for a couple of weeks. I got to see Terrell. I actually got to help Terrell coach a baseball game.
Yeah, how was that?
It was good. Okay. It was good. You know, same old Terrell. Sometimes, Todd, I feel like we were born and raised so competitive for whatever reason.
Yeah.
You know, and kids are kids. So sometimes they win, lose, they forget, they don't care. And us parents and coaches sometimes hold on to it a bit more. So there was a bit of that on both of our ends. But but it's always fun to be out there. It's been years since I was on the baseball diamond coaching, I had a good time. I missed it. You know, I have little daughters that plays tennis now. And my 8-year-old is more into collecting spiders. So my baseball coaching days, I think, are at its end. Yeah, okay. which is sad, but so I got a little taste of it, and it was a lot of fun. So, nice. But I didn't miss everyone. I'm happy to be back. And I even missed you, Taj. So,
oh, that is so sweet,
isn't it?
I knew how hard that is to speak to say.
No, but it's always good, and I just love the stuff that we're doing here at DDJF. Yeah. So it's all good,
exactly.
Well, Taj, we have a special guest today. I will go through the intro if you're good with me starting it.
Yeah,
cool. All right. So on today's episode of the Power of Love Show, we welcome a special, special guest. His name is Kevin Kilday. I hope I'm saying that. I should have even asked. We were just chatting and talking about, Kevin, you know,
wrong.
Yeah. All right. Well, Kevin is an entrepreneur and co-founder of the recruitment firm Bear Recruiting. Currently, Kevin lives in Delray Beach, which is located in South Florida. Outside of running his business, Kevin enjoys all aspects of health and fitness and spending time relaxing at the beach. I mean, who wouldn't enjoy that time at the beach? Especially that it sounds... Have you heard of Delray, Taj?
Beach? I have heard of Delray, but I don't know why I've heard of it. But
you have? Okay.
I don't get it.
That's got to... That's going to be my first question to Kevin. But anyways, Kevin grew up in Northern Virginia, and after high school, he was recruited to play Division I basketball at Radford University in Virginia. Ultimately, he made the decision to not play basketball, but instead to focus fully on his education. After graduating from Radford University with a degree in marketing, Kevin began his career in sales. Yes. After a couple years, he got into the medical sales field, where he enjoyed assisting doctors and helping their patients by providing better clinical outcomes. Eventually, he transitioned into a completely different industry to further develop his skill set and knowledge as a sales and business professional. In 2020, at the height of the pandemic, Kevin and one of his colleagues by the name of Keith Lee decided to partner up and launch their own company. Today, that company is Bear Recruiting, and it is primarily servicing the healthcare industry by partnering with companies to help them find and hire top medical sales talent of all levels. Nice. More recently, Kevin and Bear Recruiting began helping job seekers to market and brand themselves more effectively on LinkedIn, which is the largest online business network platform. For Kevin, one of the most rewarding things in his business is being able to help others succeed with a very important aspect of their lives, their careers. Mm-hmm. Here today to discuss his work and how job loss and the grief it causes can be overcome is the one and only Kelvin Kilday. Kilday, right? He's laughing, so I may be butchering. Kevin, correct me, buddy.
Man, first of all, thank you guys for having me on. This is wonderful, and you're doing some incredible things with the organization. So, this is awesome. And as far as the first try was a little bit closer, it's Kilday. So.
Yeah, I'm usually pretty good at asking before, but we were just talking about 80s music and 90s music, and that sidetracked me. And by the way, Kevin's a big fan of Aha, Take On Me, which I am too. And I meant to say, we were talking about music, and I meant to say to you, Kevin, but I was eating my apple, that about a week ago, I heard that song on the radio and was amazed at how good of a song it was. So that was a perfect selection.
Yeah, it's like, held up.
It's held up very, very well over 40 years or whatever it's been. Okay. In reading the intro, Kevin, I said I had to start off with a particular question. I haven't heard of Delray Beach. So can you just give us a rundown of what Delray Beach in Florida is like? And just 30 seconds or so, but I'd love to know.
Happy to do so. So Delray Beach is about an hour north of Miami, and it's in Palm Beach County. You know, West Palm Beach is probably, you probably heard of West Palm Beach. Mm-hmm. So in between West Palm Beach and Miami is the easiest way to put it. Delray Beach is a little more laid back. It's a beach town. And so you have those kind of beach town vibes about it. I lived in Miami for 3 years and made the decision to move a little bit north to Delray for the fact that, you know, I wanted that, you know, this is more my style up here. And Miami was fun while it lasted. I'm still close enough to go back whenever I need to. I still have a lot of friends in Miami. My business partner lives in Miami. But this gives me the opportunity to, you know, get where I need to. If I need to go up north a little bit, it's easy. If I need to go south, it's easy. And but it's a really pleasant place to live. Everyone seems like they're in a good mood all the time. And it's sunny. So
nice. Beautiful. You can't ask for anything more. I think, I was gonna say,
that sounds like an ingredient.
Sounds like a jackpot. I'm going to have to check it out. I've never been to Delray Beach, but
it's so one more thing on that. It's actually a big tourist spot. Internationally. Yeah. So during the wintertime, a lot of people from Canada, come and stay, obviously to get away from the cold. A lot of people from Northeast in the US come to stay. Over the wintertime, and it draws in a lot of international tourists as well as, you know, national tourists. So, it's like a little hidden gem.
So like cool. Yeah. Cool. Very cool. Well, Kevin, you took a leap of faith during the pandemic. You made a drastic career change in the height of a very uncertain time. I think a lot of people can relate to that as people have shifted careers and other elements of their lifestyles since, of course, 2020. What inspired this leap of faith. I almost said a crazy leap of faith, but I'm not going to say that because I don't know how crazy it was. But regardless, Kevin, it was a huge leap of faith for you. I would love to know what inspired it, and then also what range of emotions you may have experienced during that transition.
Sure. So, you know, really what inspired it was kind of a combination of timing with COVID and really just kind of being at my breaking point of not wanting to continue down the path that I was on in terms of working for, you know, organizations and corporate companies. Just a quick backstory, you know, right out of college, I got into sales, into corporate sales. And, you know, I had continued to work for companies and corporations, and kind of all along in the back of my mind, you know, I was never really satisfied. And I knew there was more out there for me. And I knew that the goals and the things that I wanted to accomplish in my life, I knew that eventually I'd probably have to venture out on my own to do that so I can create my own future. Mm. And so, you know, fast forward, you know, I was living in Miami, like I just referenced, and I was working, you know, at a job with my business partner, Keith Lee. We were there at the same time, and he was my colleague. And, you know, COVID hit, and we were forced to work from home. And so while I was working from home, you know, I was just miserable, to be honest. Like, I was alone in my apartment, just in front of my computer, just working all day, coming from an office environment where you're around people, you're interacting. And I know a lot of people can relate to this, from going from in-office to remote. And so I felt that, and that, you know, that I was just, you know, it was hard for me, and I was miserable mm-hmm. doing it. And so just being in that situation, of kind of like reaching that breaking point, and COVID kind of forced me to, you know, I put myself at like a fork in the road to where mm-hmm. I say, hey, I can keep suffering day in and day out mentally and continue down this road, or, you know, I can do what I've always been thinking and venture off and do my own thing. And, you know, I think what helped a lot of that too is going into it with somebody, you know, like there, you know, I'm not sure, I can't say, looking back that, you know, if I didn't get with my partner, Keith Lee, and we both kind of decide and talk through at the same time to venture out on our own, you know, who knows how long I would have delayed it, you know, if I was at it alone. So having that partnership has been, you know, solid. It's been a great foundation. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I commend you, Kevin, because, you know, when things like the pandemic, which hadn't happened in my lifetime before, obviously, and none of our lifetimes, but when there's a drastic change in life, I kind of feel it's the best time to go for something new and fresh and something that more aligns with your heart and who you are as a person. I think for some people, we have a tendency to lock in and to, you know, stay neutral or to stay in our box. But to me, that is the best time to try different things. And, you know, that's what I did, and it helped me. And I love hearing it from you that's what you did. Now, we talk a lot about loss and grief on our show, and we always remind people that loss and grief are not just limited to losing loved ones. You know, that's not the only type of loss you can experience. We could grieve the loss of a friendship, the loss of an expectation we have, you know, maybe our homes burning down. There's all different types of loss. And of course, one of the bigger ones is the loss of a job, because that is the ground for stability, you know, which especially as a father, that can mean so much to us as a family man. My question to you, Kevin, is have you witnessed clients experiencing job loss related grief? And if so, how do you help them navigate through that?
Yeah, I mean, I talk to people almost daily who are going through that. And I think the grief of a job loss is a very natural reaction. And, you know, the thing is, I always tell people is understand that you will get a new opportunity. You know, you will. It's going to happen. It's going to work out. But one of the best things you can do at the beginning is remove the expectation of when that should happen. So get rid of any ideas of I need to have a job, you know, or if I don't get a job in 60 or 90 days, you know, and put that pressure on yourself. What if that time comes and you still don't have a job? You're just going to feel worse about yourself. So remove the expectations, but do the actions daily that are going to move you forward in that process of finding a new opportunity. So I always tell people, hey, stay in a daily routine as if you were still working. And what I mean by that is get up, do whatever you normally do in the morning, you know, before you'd head to work. And instead of going to work, because you're not in that opportunity anymore, replace that job with your new full-time job, which is finding a new job. And so you fill up that gap in time that you would be working with doing everything in your power to find a job. And, you know, at the end of the day, do what you normally would do after work. And so, you know, people notice when they do that, that they're going to feel productive. They're going to feel like they're accomplishing things. And when you stack your day and you're busy with those types of activities, you're going to feel like you're moving the needle forward, and you are. And so that's, you know, very, very critical to do. And I always say, you know, do more of everything in this situation, meaning make more connections, network with more people, you know, send more emails, send more messages over LinkedIn, apply to jobs more, do everything more than, you know, of all of that. And if you feel like you're doing a lot, there's more you can be doing. So that's what I suggest to people who are experiencing that, like that job loss grief. And then, you know, and I talk about LinkedIn a lot. I'm very active on LinkedIn. That's where we do a lot of business, and LinkedIn for job seekers and it is critically important. So I always tell people, if you don't have a LinkedIn profile, you need to get one, because it's the largest business networking platform in the world. So, you know, and it's not going anywhere. It's only growing. So I always advise people to create a LinkedIn profile, make it good, like do the research. And this is something I help people with, but do the research of what makes a good LinkedIn profile for job seekers. There's a ton of resources online. And that tool is, I see more and more people every day getting opportunities through LinkedIn. So I stress that to people as well.
I'll go ahead, Taj. Let me just say this real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Did you have a question or just a comment?
Comment. Go ahead.
Go ahead. You got a comment. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say that, you know, I've heard a lot about LinkedIn from other past guests and whatever, and you emphasizing it, because that's one of the things that I need to get better at, especially in a way. So I'm happy you're telling me and our listeners in that way, because it's a hidden secret weapon, not secret, but it's a hidden weapon that, you know, some people aren't utilizing. Like, I'm not utilizing it. So I'm happy you emphasize that, Kevin.
What I wanted to say, well, first is thank you for that, because I think a lot of times people, when they either lose their job or quit their job, they change up their lifestyle. You know, they either start laying around the couch and then start watching TV shows that they usually don't watch. And then they put only a small amount of time into the next career, the next job. And I think that advice is amazingly strong, of if you can treat the process of finding that job like your 9-to-5 current job, you're going to have more options and get a better understanding of what is truly out there for you. So I love that approach. And I think it's very powerful and empowering for anyone who lost their job or wants to find a new job. You got to treat that process as if it's your job.
Yep.
Cool. Now, in your own sense, Kevin, you are very honest about your entrepreneurial journey on social media. One of your recent posts says, truthfully, more than it has been fun, it's been stressful, difficult, and uncertain, to say the least. I won't sit here and tell you that we've killed it since day one like other people who try to make it seem that way. We've made many mistakes and had days where we felt on top of the world, but even more days where we didn't know if we'd have the cash flow to survive. in entrepreneurship, as with anything in life or in sports, with the good comes the bad, the cycles of ups and downs, the wins followed by losses. It's just about staying in the game and not quitting, knowing that building something big takes years and decades to create. Mm-hmm. Now, I love that quote. Your honesty is obviously very refreshing compared to what others portray on social media.
Yes.
My question to you, Kevin, is why is it important to you to be for you to be so transparent with your followers and clients about those ups and downs?
Yeah, I mean, a couple main reasons. You know, first of all, you can help people a lot more when they relate to you. Mm-hmm. And so I know that, you know, maybe not everyone can relate to that post, but I know a lot of people can, especially the entrepreneurs going through the same journey that I'm going through. And so when people can relate to you, you build that connection, and then you kind of you build your network and kind of form a team of people that you can collaborate with, mm-hmm. people you can bounce ideas off. You can help each other kind of get to that next level. And so, you know, if you're not transparent and you're not honest about what you're going through, you know, some, you know, people might not be able to relate and they won't reach out to you. Mm-hmm. Like, you want to start those conversations with people in your shoes. And not to mention everyone that I look to for advice and mentors, they're all like that. They're all transparent. They're all honest and they're all real. Mm-hmm. And so I appreciate that. And so that's why I want to do the same thing. Because it does people no good if you're portraying something that you're not, or it's not true. And there's a lot of that, like you said, on social media. I mean, it runs rampant. Like, you know, there's a lot of fake things happening on social media and people making their lives seem one way when it's not really. And you're not doing anybody, not only are you not doing yourself any good, but you're not doing others any good, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's why I feel like it's important. And that's why I feel like it's important to be transparent, be honest. I mean, people can relate.
Jack Love says, I definitely have career grief. So she thanks you for talking about this, Kevin. I experienced this after my car accident 6 years ago. I want to do either my own aesthetics business or change career. I'm not sure yet. And then Tordia has a question saying, I like that advice too, but what if the person needs some time to grieve their previous job situation? Is it bad to take some time to just do nothing?
You know, I would say if you need a period of time to clear your mind and really let the situation soak in, take that time, but just don't draw it out. You know, at some point you got to take the next step and you got to move forward, you know, because days are going by, life's going to continue to go on. You don't want to stay in that state of grief. And like I said, it's a natural reaction to losing a job. Like that's going to happen. It's very normal. And yeah, it's fine. It's fine to take a little bit of time to do that. But, you know, like I said, just try not to draw it out for too long. And you're going to feel better. Like if you're just sitting and like soaking in the grief, it might make things worse for you rather than if you just took action and started doing the things to get the next job. That could clear up everything for you mentally and help you overcome that grief. So that's what I would say to that. And nice. In terms of the previous message.
Yeah.
About starting her own aesthetics business or changing careers. You know, aesthetics is a great market to be in. And, you know, I would say try it, like go all in, try it. Even if you're currently working, try it on the side and take on clients in your spare time. You're only going to find out if it's going to be a viable option if you go all in and actually try it, even if it's in your spare time outside of your normal work. And so I would just say go all in, go for anybody who has these ideas in their head about, I've been thinking about this, I want to do it. You know, just do it, just go for it. Just like that. In most cases, the worst thing that can happen isn't even that bad. Mm-hmm. So that's why I would say, just do it, just go for it.
That's great. Kevin, what advice would you give to someone who is feeling unhappy or stuck or simply uninspired in their current field of work, but they also feel stuck because of the financial insecurity of making a change. I know many people who would feel like they want to do something different, but they are in a way dependent of the financial aspect of their current job. Is there a way to change jobs, careers in a ways that feels safe to people? I'm talking more from a financial perspective.
Yeah. Well, I would say the safest way to do it is if you're in a current job, the safest way to do it from a financial aspect is to get that new job while you're working and then have a, you know, don't jump out of one boat if you don't have another boat to get into. So that you certainly want to make sure that, hey, I am going to do this, but I'm going to have it lined up first. And once you have that new opportunity lined up, you know what the compensation looks like. You know all the benefits that are coming with the job. And if it looks like it's a go and everything looks good on paper, then go for it. And make that move. But that's probably the safest way to do it. But kind of going back to what I was talking about before that, if you're, you know, not satisfied or you're not really happy with where you are in your job, you really have two options. You continue down the same path and just accept that that's what your day-to-day is going to be like, or you go down a different path, which is trying new things and actually committing and going in on what you have in mind and doing that for a long enough time to actually find out. So a lot of people who are working jobs like 9 to 5, or they have a great career going, there may be a passion of yours or a hobby that you could monetize if you actually tried, which you can do in your time outside of work. And so there's so many people that have taken like a side hustle or a side project and monetized it and turned it into their full-time thing. And that's a whole new world has opened up for people. And so again, you're not going to know that until you do it. Like, people let things get in the way where they, and I've been like this too. And in some cases I still can be at times. It's you let things get in the way, you delay certain things. And yeah, it doesn't get you anywhere, you know, to where you want to be in that, in terms of that. So yeah, that's what I would say.
I have a question, TJ.
Yeah. Love it.
Kevin, in terms of like, how has, you know, we played sports as well, you know, in that way. How's your sports background? Because there is that, you know, in sports, you lose, you win, you know, you got to get back and it's the next game and the next game and the next game, you know. And I've always thought that was a great thing for me because it was always, and it's also the it's not over till it's over mentality as well, you know, in that. So is that something that you applied as well? In terms of that, because you took a big leap of faith, you know, during the pandemic and stuff like that.
Now that's great, man. Like, sports is so relatable to business and life in general. Like, the lessons you learn in sports are so transferable to everyday life and especially business. Now, I think in terms, you know, from what I gained a lot of confidence in sports, and I was heavily involved in athletics growing up. Eventually played basketball full time year round. But like, just having that athletic background and being in sports, I gained a lot of confidence. And I think that's where I kind of developed that trait of kind of thinking like, I know what I'm capable of. And I know if I go for something that I can achieve it, you know, that I will achieve it. And so I had that confidence and that belief. And I will say, you know, at that point in time, starting the business, I didn't really know how hard it was going to be. You know, it's one of those things you don't know how hard it's going to be until you're actually in it. But then I was like, man, no, I'm too far to turn back. And so, you know, those types of situations still come up daily, you know, doubt, negativity. Like, you asked about the emotions that came with that. Well, the experience, the emotions that I've experienced through that transition up until this point is all of them. And so like that's you just accept that that's how it's going to be. And then eventually, you know, the negative emotions start to subside. The further you get in your journey, the negative emotions are going to start to subside on that. So all in all, as far as sports, yeah, I totally think that's been a big foundation for me in terms of just the mentality of how I approach things in general.
Soleil says, hi, Kevin. How do you deal with recruiters' comments about your job loss? I lost my corporate job through the pandemic, and some recruiters can be really tough.
Yeah. You know, you never know what you're going to get with a recruiter. There's some good ones and some not so good ones. You know, like I know people have had very, very bad experiences with recruiters. I know others that have had very positive experiences with recruiters. And obviously I try to make it a positive experience whenever I work with someone. But what I could tell you is that if you're dealing with a tough recruiter, and I'm not sure what you mean by like tough, where they, you know, just not like caring about what you were saying, or they weren't really helping you. I'm not sure what you mean by tough, but if you're dealing with a recruiter you don't feel is serving you, you don't feel like they're approaching helping you in your best interest, then you can find another recruiter. Mm. Like, it's a huge industry, and there's so many recruiters for almost every single industry, that just connect with a different recruiter. Like, don't be afraid to, don't feel like just because they may have presented a job opportunity to you, that that's going to be the only one that you're ever going to get. And so, you know, good recruiters, you know, they're out there. And so, yeah, I would just say, just drop the other one. If they're not helping you, you don't feel like they're helping you, then move on. Find another one, because there's plenty of them that are going to have other opportunities for you as well. So hopefully that helps.
Kevin, can you kind of just give a lowdown of what Bear Recruiting does, I should say? And I would also love for you to kind of plug how people can get in touch with you.
Yeah. So the main, the primary function of Bear Recruiting is we partner with companies to help them fill key positions. And so we'll get a contract with the company. They'll say, hey, we need X, Y, and Z positions filled. And then we will go find that talent for them and facilitate the interview process. And so that's the main function of Bear Recruiting. And as a, you know, a service that we offer kind of in conjunction with what we do on that side is helping job seekers through optimizing their LinkedIn profiles and giving them guidance on how to better position themselves to navigate the hiring market and to put them to be able to market, sell, and brand themselves more effectively on LinkedIn so that more recruiters can reach out with opportunities or with potential opportunities. So as I mentioned, on LinkedIn, that's where I do most of our business. Anyone can reach me on LinkedIn, connect with me. I highly encourage to do that. I post a lot of content in relation to job seekers, and that I try to make value, give free tips, ideas, mm-hmm. suggestions. And if someone wants to connect with me on LinkedIn, it's just searching my name, Kevin Kilday, as you see on the screen. And then our company, we have a business LinkedIn too. You can follow Bear Recruiting.
So Nicole says LinkedIn is a great tool. I was headhunted by a recruiter on this platform last year. So, and I like Taj. I actually have LinkedIn. Taj, did you say you did have it and just don't use it?
I have it. Yeah.
You and I are in the same boat. We have it. We just don't use it. But my question to you, to clarify, Kevin, so anyone who has LinkedIn, what you guys could do is help their profile be the best it can be, so to say.
Exactly. So I kind of look at it from two different angles. So you have LinkedIn to market, brand, and sell yourself and your current company or product. And so that's more of the marketing and branding side of things. Now, for job seekers, you're going to have your profile set up a little bit different because LinkedIn is very specific. LinkedIn works on a search algorithm. And so there's certain areas of your profile that most people aren't aware of that you can include keywords and key phrases that are going to help you to show up in searches. And recruiters, most recruiters use LinkedIn Recruiter, which is a different version of LinkedIn, where there's so many different filters that us recruiters can use to find the talent we're looking for and the candidates we're looking for. So you want your profile to reflect what those people, what the recruiters are searching for in your industry. And so that's why I say there's going to be parallels either way, but specifically for job seekers, you're going to want to, you know, as you're in this process, you're going to want to have it set up in a very specific tailored fashion to help your job search.
Cool. Very cool. Kevin, I think we are at that time. There's one more comment I'm going to share, but before we get there, I think we're at that time, man, where I would love for you to just give our community anything Kevin Kilday wants to leave. I did say it right that time, right?
You got it. 1 out of 10.
I was holding it for 30 minutes just to make sure I had it. But I would love for you to just share with our community anything you would want to share and leave them with. It could be on topic, off topic. It doesn't matter. We just want to know what Kevin wants to leave us with.
Sure, absolutely. So a couple things. Number one, for the readers out there, a book that I would highly recommend is called Can't Hurt Me by David Goggins. Talk about someone who's overcome a lot of grief and trauma in their life and you know, became a success from that and use that as fuel. I mean, I highly recommend reading that book. And plus, not to mention, you'll be so motivated after it, you'll want to run through a wall. again, that's Can't Hurt Me by David Goggins. That's for the readers or audio, if you like that, you can get the audio book as well. You know, we talked about the importance of a LinkedIn profile. I just can't stress that enough. At least, like, if you don't have one, yeah, you need to get one because you can just expand your network so rapidly, and you never know how someone can bring value to you or you can bring value to them. So, LinkedIn, you got to do it. And one other thing, kind of off topic, you know, I mentioned in the introduction that I'm really big into health and fitness. And so I'll just say to everybody, if you don't currently have a routine that involves some sort of exercise or workout on a daily basis, you know, you're kind of missing out on the great mental benefits of everything, not even the physical, but, you know, the mental benefits that come along with working out and exercise. Doing it every day are just incredible. So that's a big foundation of, you know, me and like my alignment. You know, I always say, like, you know, physically, spiritually, mentally, you want to be in alignment. And so if you don't have your health, you don't have anything. So if, you know, the longer you can, you know, get in a routine, even if you hate it, if you just walk in the morning for 15, 20 minutes, the longer you can do that every day, even though you might hate it, you'll eventually like it because of how you feel. And so I highly encourage, if you don't have that as part of your routine, to get that included. So and this is the last thing, you know, this was something I heard, an analogy I heard from a guy named Brad Lee. you know, he's an influencer on Instagram. And, you know, he gave this analogy that was really helped change, like, you know, shift my mindset, because I've had a hard time feeling gratitude every day for whatever reason. I've just had a hard time, you know, just saying, hey, oh, I'm grateful, but like really feeling it, even though we all should be. I just kind of struggled with that. So he gave this analogy and he said, hey, if I was to give you $1 million today, right now, you know, how would you feel? You know, and it's obviously, man, I'd be through the moon. Like, I'd be very happy. It'd be incredible. And he says, well, if I gave you $1 million, but you couldn't wake up the next day, would you still take it? Oh, no, of course not. Of course not. So then he goes on to say, so that means you value waking up more than you value $1 million, correct? Yeah, exactly. So why don't you wake up with that enthusiasm and gratitude as if you've just been handed $1 million. And so that.
That's great. Yeah.
Very cool analogy that I just wanted to share with everybody.
So. Yeah, I love that. I actually heard, maybe it was the same one. I heard that analogy like a week ago and I loved it as well. It was very impactful. It's so true. It's so honest. I love it.
So true. Perspective.
For sure. Which we need. We need that reminder because we fall into this trap. Now, we do the Power of Love show primarily for our community, and we're not as professional as we probably should be. So I have to ask you one more question because this seemed like a great question, and it came in towards the end. But it's for the community, so I have to ask it. FK says, I have a job, but I've been dreaming of starting my own business. The technical side of that business and fear are holding me back to start. How do I overcome that?
Great question. I'll address the fear part first. You know, people, when we think in terms of what ifs, like what if this happens or what if that happens, people default to negative what ifs. Like, what if it doesn't work out? What if I fail? What if I embarrass myself? What if, you know, I end up losing everything? And people default to that. But why can't the what ifs be positive? What if it works out better than you imagined? What if it works out in your favor? What if it's amazing? What if it's the best choice you've ever made? And so, like, that's how you should be approaching venturing into something new. Like, have the positive mindset about what can happen instead of the negative. And so that's the first thing. And then, you know, in terms of like the technical side, I can't remember the first part of the question. Maybe you can pop.
I'll get it back. I'm kind of sleeping on my job. Here it is. my bad. The technical side of the business.
Okay. So to me, that sounds like maybe there's just some knowledge that you don't have. And that maybe if you had that knowledge, then you'd be more inclined to take that step. The thing is, I didn't know everything about recruiting when I started my company. I just knew that sales is a big part of recruiting, and I had worked with recruiters myself, so I had a general idea how it worked, but no idea of like the true ins and outs. And so you get a baseline knowledge of an area or something that you're interested in doing. So you get that baseline knowledge, and then the rest and the technical stuff, like, you figure out as you go, and that's okay. Yeah. Like, you just have to get into it, and then, you know, more stuff's going to come up all the time that you didn't even think was going to come up, but you just figure that out. So don't let, you know, some of that aspect hold you back from doing it. You know, learn whatever it is with your own business that you're eager to start. Learn about it. You know, there's endless, you know, there's YouTube videos, Google, learn what you can for free. And then, you know, get that baseline knowledge and go all in, and then you'll figure the rest out. So don't let the fear and don't let the fact that you don't know everything right this second stop you from, you know, entering something that or doing something that could be just the thing you've been waiting for and open all the doors for you. So
that's fantastic advice, Kevin. Really is. And stuff we need to hear more. I think a lot of times, a lot of us get so scared. We get so scared to even act or to even do anything. And that's a lot of times mostly in our heads and us restricting ourselves. So we just got to go. Anyways, he is Kelvin Kilday. From Bear Recruiting. Go check it out. BEAR-RECRUITING.com. For those who may be listening, it is Bear as in the animal bear. Instagram is at Bear Recruiting. Facebook, Bear Recruiting. And as Kevin had mentioned several times, LinkedIn is where it's at, especially when it comes to job and careers. And there's two profiles we want to share with you guys, Kelvin Kilday and Bear Recruiting. Yes. Kevin, did I miss anything else? And then Taj, I'll ask you as well.
No, I'll just say, like, again, most of my business stuff is through LinkedIn. You can follow me on Instagram at kkilday33. You know, that's a hybrid of personal stuff and business stuff, you know, if you desire to follow me there. But yeah, that's, you know, LinkedIn is the primary outlet for any business related stuff. So
cool.
Beautiful. Beautiful. You got some thank yous, Kevin. And then you also have Kevin, we need a motivational book for you. So yes. Kevin, when that is done, yes, I'm saying when that's done, I don't even know if you're working on one, but when it's done, existence.
Yeah, exactly.
Whether it's a year or 2 years, when that is done, we'd love to have you back, man. So
yes.
Awesome.
Again, thank you
so much.
Thank you, man. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for all your words and all your experience and motivation and for doing what you're doing. You know, absolutely. Losing a job or even wanting to change job is a very frightening thing for so many people. Mm-hmm. So we all respect and appreciate what you're doing and the way you're doing it. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you guys. And I hope the audience got some value from this. And this has been awesome. Thank you so much.
Cool. Taj, anything else you want?
No, just Kevin, you know, thank you for your honesty and all that. You know, I always love when people are authentic in that mm-hmm. way. And this world always shows the best of something.
Yeah.
And the worst, scared mm-hmm. to show the failures. And so mm-hmm. I appreciate that. And I know, you know, that's it's a breath of fresh air.
In absolutely. That way. Absolutely.
Thank you for coming on.
Yeah.
Cool. Sure. Well, we are going to wrap up then. We will be back next Wednesday at 1:00. Again, we want to thank everyone for joining us. Special thank you to you, Kevin, for sharing your knowledge with our community. Everyone else, please have a wonderful rest of your week, and we will see you next Wednesday. Adios, everyone.
See ya. Bye.